Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. That confused me a little bit. It is Tuesday night, April the 10th, and you are listening to Infinite Spirit Radio on DTMWickedRadio.com. I am Braxton, and my wife April will join us shortly. We were going to talk tonight about whatever source kind of threw our way, and she had an idea about talking about, what was it, dear? Surrender and acceptance. And there was this other thing that I was kind of going to bring up tonight, too, and that was, I have been struggling for a long time with being my true self. And so there was a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, and that's what kind of held me back from letting go and being my true self. So tonight with surrender and acceptance, there's also something that comes to mind when you come to a point in your life where you're like, what it will be, and what you will it to be, will be. I finally got to a point where I go, I will live to make myself happy. I will do these things to make me healthier. I will be my true self. And so it's all coming together now. Hi. And so my beautiful wife is now joining us. Everyone.
Hello.
We are also live on Facebook on April's page. So
yes, we are. And I had, a girl moment, fashionably late.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm always late on a woman.
Well, I've been doing some readings today,
mm-hmm.
and working on our website.
Yes.
And putting some events on our website.
Yes.
And I just wanted to jump in the shower before it got too late, So, Life 101, right?
Right.
So I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on.
There is a lot of stuff going on. And I told them tonight we're just going to kind of go with whatever source kind of throws our way when we're talking about surrender and acceptance. And like I was just telling them, there's this thing that I'm doing now, being my true self, and it kind of feels really good. She's playing with paper.
Yeah.
It's just pumpkin spice. Becoming your true self, she's going to go crazy now.
She is.
Becoming your true self is a very freeing experience. And, surrendering is a big part of that.
Absolutely.
I mean, surrendering what you...
The struggle.
The struggle. And it's been a true struggle, which a lot of people, they have their own struggles. Everybody struggles differently. Everybody has their own battles that they're fighting.
Yeah, but it was a struggle nonetheless, that it was a 49-year struggle.
Yeah, that's a long time. It takes a little bit. Some of us are a little slow on the uptake.
You know what? I have clients that are children. I have clients that are in their 40s, 50s. And I have clients that are in their 80s that are just now stepping into their authentic self. So I think whenever you do it, it's life-changing. It's important.
Way life-changing. And today...
Yes.
I got my birth certificate. So
you did.
That's one of the other steps. Tomorrow's the doctor visit.
Which is exciting. It's your first one.
Yeah. I've been going to therapy, but
yes.
This is my first doctor's visit with the, what do they call it, an endocrinologist?
An infertility specialist.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, because they handle hormone replacement.
You know what the weirder part about all that is?
What?
When you had called while I was at work to get me an appointment.
Oh, yes.
And I was already in the system.
Yeah. And so, that's a great point. Because whenever you are in the flow, whenever you are in your vortex, whenever you are on the right path, you will notice that the universe will conspire with you. And it starts to become a very effortless process.
Yeah, it's kind of been strange how it's been happening very easily.
Well, what people don't understand is being in the system means, not that I was reading some of your minds, but being in the system means when we called, we're in St. Augustine and it's Jacksonville. We came from Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and he was already in the system with our old address.
And
so,
I've never been to this doctor. I've never been to this practice of any kind.
No. So we called him.
Like, why the hell would I go to
him? No.
But, yeah, so it's just kind of interesting that we can't figure out how that all happened. It's kind of a God thing is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just going to chalk it up for that anyway.
Coming your authentic self is always a God thing.
It's been nice. I mean, I've been kind of hopping around here, counting down the days.
Literally hopping.
I have been. Floating, hopping.
It's great.
Tiptoeing through the tubes. It's been great. It has been. And it's, yes, Dr. Fox. How about that?
Yes.
Check that out.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
So, yes, one of the best from what I hear. I'm hoping that I get to start the whole process tomorrow, but I'm going to just, I've already put it in my mind that it could be 7 to 10 more days, and I've waited 49 more years, 49 years with a couple more days.
I know, but as the spouse, because, you know, this is his transformation, but everybody involved, you guys are going through the transformation with us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all a part of it to some degree, and it's still hard as your wife to watch you get so excited about something and get so close to it. You know what it's like? It's almost like a project in school that you worked on for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night's the science fair, and everybody is going to come see it, and you've already been awarded first place. And it's kind of like, can we get there already? Can we please get there? I can't wait to show you what I've made.
I mean, I'm almost like the little kid that's like, are we there yet?
I know.
Are we there yet?
I know. I know.
Well, so, that's great. I mean, it's something that, you know, I tried to deny, and I tried to, I guess fight, because I was it's such an inner struggle, you know, like, am I playing God? Am I not? Is he going to be okay with this? You know, am I going to, is this a huge no-no?
Mm-hmm.
How would my mom feel about it? I really don't care how my dad feels about it, but, you know, it's just like the whole thing. You struggle. And so when you finally, and you're living for everyone else, you know, you're living to please, you know, you don't want your family upset, or you don't want to rock the boat too much, because you've already rocked it enough when you came out as gay.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you're really going to tip the boat over. There's a song here that says that, right? Reminded me of my mom. Anyway, so,
rock the boat.
Yeah, exactly. She would dance to that. So, you know, when you do that and you keep living for other people, I don't know. I personally, I just wasn't happy. You know, I wasn't completely happy.
No, and I wanted to just add that when you become your authentic self, and I know somebody was just asking, please tell me how you become your authentic self. Well, that's the work we do. That's really why we do what we do. And even in the paranormal field, because by the time we're investigating, working with that realm, you know, those individuals are still dealing with emotions, not in a body. And, you know, and I'm not with, for my paranormal peeps out there, I'm not going to get into, like, residual hauntings. And, yes, that's we're right there. However, I'm talking about individuals, you know, when it's an intelligent. So, you know, watching you go through this it's very inspirational and it's very powerful. And the reason why I think it is so important is because as individuals are becoming their authentic self, not only does it align you with your heartbeat, it also helps with all other relationships. Because we are both working on things, but you are happier.
Oh, yeah.
And we're communicating better. It's a win-win for everybody.
And that's kind of funny, right? Because don't they always have, like, the book, Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars, or whatever, and they can't ever get
out.
Yeah. And I've always been more of the masculine, or more of the thinking like a man, mm-hmm. you know, and you have not. And so my communication was not as great in my other form, and that now it's getting better, and you would think it would be the opposite.
Right.
Right.
Now, I do have to say, it now makes sense, because even when we first started dating, there were so many moments where I would say, God, she thinks just like a man. And for those of us that have been married to men or are married to men or dating men, you know, not to get into stereotypes, but there are some stereotypes that ironically, you know, kind of go on both, even though there are the exceptions. But now it makes sense because the way that you process certain things or...
pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice. Come here. It just makes sense. It's like romper room in here, right? So yeah, there are lots of similarities, and I think you've been more masculine than you were ever feminine.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying you didn't make a pretty girl at one point, because most of us have seen the picture. But you, even as you were growing up, you became I think you were aligning a long time ago.
Well, you know, it's funny because you can see the, like when I was a little kid, it was like all tomboy, all shirt off, all everything, right?
What do you
mean? And, you know, when mom tried to put the dresses on me and stuff, I was like, oh, please. I mean, I love my mother. Don't get me wrong. I love her. She's like the best thing in the whole wide world to me. Now she's on the other side, of course, but. I just hated all of that. I hated it. So when I got to start dressing like I wanted to,
like she said, you're glowing. It's like rebirth.
Thank you. It really is. It feels that way. I do feel like a little kid. Ow. Okay.
Pumpkin.
So, yeah, she's killing me. But to feel better as you get older, and it's like the more you can see the progression that I was getting to be my true self. You know, like I was wearing the clothes I wanted to wear. I was doing my hair like I wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I am more masculine. You know, I mean, I don't wear girly girl anything. You know, when I went to go home and tell my family and actually surrender to them and say, look, this is what I'm doing. And they were, like, accepting, and I was like, whoa, you know, very loving, very accepting, very supportive, which I was freaked out about. And a lot of them are like, okay, and I've always thought you were that way anyway, so it's not going to be a real big difference. And I'm like, well, my outer shell will actually match my inner, you know, what I see inside. So it's going to be great.
Men do think differently. Yvonne, I miss you.
Yeah.
Simpler for a lack of better words. They do. And ironically, the doctor said that.
The therapist.
But she said that as you start and continue hormone replacement therapy, testosterone, your vision. Your multitasking will decrease.
I don't think
it will. Yeah, because on average, men tend to think more tunnel vision. And, you know, and I've known, you know, we know some trans men, and unfortunately that is something that their spouses have shared, you know, that they don't multitask the same as they did before.
Okay.
You know,
well, because I don't think I'm so good at multitasking. Like I am, that's like my forte. Like I can multitask like a mofo. You know what I mean? I really can. But I'm afraid that it's gonna decrease a little bit. But I don't think it'll go away.
Look, your happiness is increasing, and that's what matters.
Okay.
However, if you choose to selectively listen to certain things and then blame it on the testosterone, we might have to have a radio show on that.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Because
well,
I'm going to need public
as long
support.
As long as I don't see, or as long as nobody sees your ass on that show, Snap, we're good.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, the Snap show.
Snap.
Snap.
Your
you know,
ass
like the,
on Snap.
Like, nobody better see your ass on that show. And that's a good sign that that you didn't lose your shit on me.
Oh, got it. Okay.
All right.
I thought you said that, you know, forget it.
Never mind.
I've never heard of that. Why is my ass going to be snapped on air? Anywho, so,
let's talk about your little topic about surrender and how that has to apply to...
My little topic.
Your little topic.
That little topic is actually going to, the segue is going to be, he had asked, how does one find their authentic self? And I think as you were talking, you know what? I think that there are so many different ways. I think the first, though, whether it takes 49 years, I honestly don't think that it took 49 years because I think that all of us are always on the path to our authentic self. And we are only going to know what that authentic self is in the moment as we choose decisions that feel good, that feel right, that make us happy.
Mm.
I think you've been your authentic self this whole time. However, your focus was outward instead of inward. You know? And so many of us suffer or struggle because, you know, we want to be your authentic self and their authentic self. And it's important that, you know, I think step number one to being your authentic self is being honest to yourself first. Would you agree or not agree?
Oh, I would agree.
Yeah.
And there's a question. If you're listening on DTMWickedRadio.com, we are also live on April's Facebook page, and we have people interacting with us. And Chester's asking, what if you don't know what you want to be when you grow up? Let me tell you something. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I just know that I want what I see in the mirror to match what I feel inside. So that's all I know. And it took me 49 years to figure that out. So it's divine timing. You know what I mean? It's divine timing. It took a while, and I think I fought with it for quite some time because I actually had a friend back probably 12 years ago, and they started going through the transition, and I was like, at that point, I was like, okay, to me, is this playing God? Is that what they're doing? And I kind of struggled because when you're raised Baptist or whatever it is, and it's not encouraged, right? And so that's the struggle that I had. But they were going through it, and it kind of freaked me out, I think, because it came face to face with me. Like, this is a thing. You know what I mean? This is like something that you only wish you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it got closer and closer and things started getting a little bit more personal,
mm-hmm.
I was like, whoop, okay, that's enough. I can't do that anymore. And I think it freaked me out. I wasn't ready to surrender. I wasn't ready to accept it at that point. It was there, and it was like a presenting an idea to me, something that I kind of put in the back of my head and thought about every once in a while.
Well, we've talked about it before.
Right, right.
I've actually, ironically, your spouse knows things, right?
Yes.
And I remember bringing it up to you and saying, what do you think of that? And because I want you happy.
Right.
And there is a fine line between, you know, yes, there are individuals that transition, that are very masculine, that transition to very feminine. And there are, you know, really, really feminine women that transition to very, you know, into men. But then you have very masculine women that transition into men. So, you know, there is that fine line where I think some lesbians feel like just because I'm more masculine, it doesn't mean I'm trans. And then there are some where, you know what, I'm more masculine and I want to be more masculine. And the more masculine that I am, I'm struggling against society and everybody else, but I'm starting to feel excited for me. And I think that is, you know, I know Yvonne was saying it's judgment. You know, it's other people judging. And yeah, absolutely. Whether
I've had that, even, you know, as a butch woman, I had that so bad. Like, the anxiety that I get just to go to the restroom somewhere, it was horrible. And,
well, it's
because they look at you like, oh, excuse me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here to do one thing. I ain't checking you out. I don't give a damn what you're doing. I just need to pee, and I'll leave. But it's like, it's so bad with the judgment and the looks and the little noses and stuff. It just makes me crazy. And so I will have actual anxiety when we're in public and I have to go to the restroom. It's like, oh, my God. I will have to have her go and stand kind of guard because it's like these women are sometimes really out of control. And
the men,
yeah. You know, they're like, hey, man, you're going wrong. So now that I'm actually going to be okay, I think it's going to be great, you know, and I don't have that problem anymore, and I don't have the you know, looks anyway. I get called sir constantly anyway.
I have a great question.
Oh, bring it.
And it's going to be a great question for you guys, too, because okay. I think it's interesting.
All right.
So I feel that to be our authentic self, there has to be an element of maturity because you are maturing in your thought process. What about me, not about them? You know, how do I feel? How do I want to do this? I think maturing is turning inward a little more and questioning, you know, balancing the external with the internal. And anyway, so it takes maturity. And it also takes honesty, right? Because as you are starting to question things, how do I feel? I think a lot of people ask those questions. I know I did when I was in high school about being gay, coming out. I knew in my gut what was going on. I didn't want to be honest with me because it meant being vulnerable to out there, right? The question is, do you feel that you have to be more mature to be honest? Or do you think that we have to be more honest in order to be more mature?
I think you have to be more honest to be more mature.
Okay.
It can go either way.
It's just interesting,
but,
right?
But to me, no matter how old you are, no matter how the number or whatever, it's about being true. And the thing is, I've always tried to be something that everyone else was wanting. And finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm almost 50 years old.
50 years old.
Mm. And so I figure, by God, I'm tired of pleasing everybody else and living for everybody else.
Everybody agrees with
you.
I'm gonna
live for me, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a grown-ass person, and I'm going to do what I want to do now. And I'm going to, by God, I'm going to do it. And the thing about it was, when I said that, people were like, we love you no matter what. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing that we were talking about is, you know, I was so worried about driving home to Texas and telling my family and son and our daughter. And it was just like, ah! You know, all of this stuff was so much. And then what happened is that you go and you get all this love and respect and support, and they're, like, all saying the same thing. People that matter don't mind, and the people that mind, they don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if they don't support you, then they love you, you know? And that's that's kind of where I'm at with stuff, you know. But it's been great because look at all the support, love, and
interesting
I've gotten. What?
Just so many thoughts.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a lot of the people watching on Facebook, it must be the 50. A lot of people, hi, Ricky. A lot of the people watching on Facebook agree you need to be more, or feel that you need to be more honest than mature in order to, that honesty, you need honesty in order to be more mature,
right?
To align with your authentic self.
Right.
So that means if we apply that principle,
mm-hmm.
that children can start to become their, they align with their authentic self because children are taught, right? We're taught honesty from a very young age. Whether we decide to be honest or not, we're still taught, and we make those choices then. Even in kindergarten, I can remember that. So even then, you know, even as a child, we are able, we are playing with that decision-making process. And so being honest, yes, because as we grow, we do mature. But it's interesting to see that some of the younger children who are more honest are also typically more naturally mature. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, look at our kids.
Yes,
they may be 16 in age, but they're wise beyond their years.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they really are. Scary. Like, hold up. Slow your roll, Puddin'.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Back up. Back up a minute.
Which reminds me, I want to thank a lot of you who have messaging, calling, texting to check on Maddie and the family. There are some people that have messaged. I haven't gotten a chance to get back to you, so I do apologize, but I will get back to everybody.
It's been
a little busy.
People have been being supportive of Maddie and of, you know, my Becca too. You know, we lost loved ones a week apart. We did.
Yeah.
It's rough. So
yeah.
We appreciate all the prayers and support and love that y'all have shown us, especially for Maddie. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, check that out.
What
look
is
what
that?
Erica said.
50 is 5 in numerology, which means change.
Erica, that's awesome.
I'm going to be definitely changed by my 50th birthday. I'm not even going to look the same.
No. I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's great. Tomorrow's going to be great.
You know, a lot of people have asked us, I think in life, it's just so aligned, really, with authentic self and surrender and
to transformation that you've been talking about,
right?
For months, which is so weird that it hits so close to home.
It's true. And, you know, surrender and acceptance kind of go hand in hand because as we surrender, as we continue to align with our authentic self, even in basic decisions like toothpaste, how many of you, probably not all the men, but how many of you, when you guys go get toothpaste, you actually will stand there, you look at what is best, what's on sale, what you can get the better deal for, what's going to make your teeth whiter that's safer. You know, every little decision is going to align us with our happiness, which is really our authentic self. And in doing so, we are constantly playing with surrendering things, old behaviors that don't work, friends that no longer are aligned with our goal, because that's part of maturing, behaviors that are no longer aligned with our goal, and then I guess we'd have to ask, what is our goal? You know, the more aware you become with decisions, the more honest you are, the more mature, the more you're being honest with yourself and making decisions that are going to make you happy. So life, in essence, is a constant journey to the authentic self, right?
It is a constant journey.
Pretty cool.
Sometimes we take detours. Sometimes we have roadblocks.
Why not the men? That's true, Rob. And what's funny about that is I knew one of the men would say, but I take my time with toothpaste too. That's funny. But yes, it's almost like you grow with every choice you make.
Oh, yeah.
Every choice.
You know, it's so funny because you think if I'd have done this or if I'd have taken that choice or if I'd have been with that person for less time and then nothing would have worked out the way it's supposed to work out. And our pastor talks about it all the time, about divine appointments. Divine appointments.
Me and Lola are watching Lola.
Oh, my little Uber driver.
My little Lola, we love you. All right.
Okay.
Haley, I love you too.
So, but we're...
I know. We got all sucked into Lola. I'm sorry.
That's our little niece.
We were talking about working with our authentic self, and then we were talking about Lola.
Mm.
Surrendering, letting go of things in order to...
Oh, and talk about letting go of things that no longer serve us. My God, I've let go of so much stuff that did not serve me.
Yeah.
And I've had to let go of also people in my life. Some of those being family. You know, you have to sometimes accept that you're not going to see eye to eye. You have to accept that you're not going to please them. They're not going to make you happy. And so you got to love them from afar. You have to just surrender that to God and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is something that will weigh on you more than anything, I think. Just the old hurts and the old stuff. You
Triggered.
Have to just surrender. Yeah.
You know, I almost feel like I could feel some people out there almost feeling like now I'm pressured to pay attention to every decision. You know, and I know Yvonne said you can't really what if through life. I think that that's true to a point, and then as you mature and you get really good with knowing yourself and knowing what's good for you and what's healthy for you on a mental, physical, spiritual, emotional level, it becomes easier to ease through life, to go with the flow. And I think that really is it in a nutshell. Don't get your panties in a bunch over decisions. The path of least resistance is, am I being honest with myself? Does this feel good? You know, is it going to lift me? Is it going to lift somebody? Am I going to feel happy? Or do I go with, you know, if it's over toothpaste and it's just two brands, chill out and what if through it? You know, it doesn't matter. Pick the cheaper one. Pick the better one. But when you're talking about, you know, do we stay home tonight? Or do we go to therapy? Or do I... You know, what am I really feeling? Do I want that chocolate bar? Do I not? You know, some of us get so caught up in the guilt and the what it, we do. It you can't really what if through life, but then we go the other extreme and we what if through everything. What if I have the candy bar? I'm going to gain the 5 pounds. If I gain the 5 pounds, they won't find me attractive anymore. They don't. I mean, we can really go from 0 to 6 bars there. Have half of it and enjoy it. If the other half is calling you, have the other half and be gentle to yourself. You know, maybe you need a warm bath or a friend or a good movie instead of the chocolate. Or maybe you get sugar-free chocolate. You know, I think it's just about being honest with yourself. It's also about being a little more gentle. I think that's also a little more authentic. You're being a lot more gentle to yourself.
Well, yeah, because, you know, like I was saying, I let go of someone in my life that was really hurting me and has for a long time, you know, and you sometimes have to do that in order to free yourself from that inner turmoil that you're going through. That there's nothing that you're going to be able to do or say to change another person.
No.
Or the way they feel.
Nope.
You can't make somebody love you the way you think they should love you, even if they are your parents. You know what I mean? Like, you think your parents are supposed to love you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no law that says that. You know what I mean? There's no written thing that says your parents should love you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think that if your parent gives you birth, anything extra than that is a bonus.
Right. And see, that's so, you know, you have to sometimes, when you can't change a situation, but it's eating your lunch all the time, at some point in time, you've got to say, enough is enough. I will get through this. I'm going to let this go.
Mm-hmm.
Please, God, give me the strength to be willing, like you told me, be willing to be, I mean, have the willingness to be willing to let go of this shit that I've carried around forever. And forgiveness, I'm not as quick to do that as my mom was. But I'm working on it.
Yes, you are. And
I am. And,
okay.
And it'll come. It'll come in time. In that divine appointment. In that divine timing, it'll come.
You know what, though, I've noticed?
What's that?
You are not as angry anymore about those areas that you have a hard time with.
I'm not.
So you can't forgive yet, but...
No, but I've worked through a lot of that stuff. You know what? I have. I have worked through a lot of that stuff.
You have?
It ain't been fun. It ain't been easy. I still have to sit down and write a letter, you know, to my inner child. I'm still going to do that.
If you need help, you know where to find me. I'm really good with that stuff.
Oh, I know you are. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I've blocked out in my childhood. And there's reasons for that, and that's okay. And I'm okay not to touch those again. I think that's the computer that's wearing me out over there. Real quick, if you're listening, we are live on DTMWickedRadio.com, and you are listening to Infinite Spirit Radio, also on April Rome's Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm just reading.
What is it?
I'm so sorry. Our eyes don't work.
Yeah,
just so,
so bad.
Some of your comments.
I'm squinting.
It's okay. It's okay.
You can forgive. It's harder to forget. Never to need to forgive for your own well-being. That's true.
Yes.
And that's why I'm really trying hard to do that. So it kind of releases that for me because my mom gave me a refrigerator magnet a long time ago.
Forgiveness.
No, about grudges. If you hold grudges.
Oh.
Same thing with forgiveness. If you don't forgive and you hold that resentment, that grudge, that heartache inside of you, it only brings you down. That other person is not
mm-hmm.
is not being affected. It's hurting you. And so she gave me this thing, and it was, I forget what kind of creature was on it, some kind of animal, and it said, you know, holding grudges is only harmful to you.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to forgive, it does release you from that grudge or that resentment that you hold for that person or whatever it is. So I'm really working hard on that. My mom was real forgiving and real easy to do that. And I watched how she did it, but I just didn't quite click with it too well. So sometimes the best way we can honor our parents is to ensure we do not make the same mistakes our parents made. Bingo!
Well said.
Let me tell you all about that. I have worked really hard not to make the mistakes that my father did, and I kind of feel pretty good on most of them.
Mm-hmm.
My communication that I learned from him, not so great. But being like my mom, I think I do okay with that, too. I'm just not as sweet.
Yes, you are. You have your moments.
Well, I'm not sending out everyone a card every thing.
No, that's
thing.
The man
mom,
side of you. No,
my mom used to do that all the time.
I suck
at that.
I'm not saying that Rob or anybody else online, any men, don't get into cards. What I'm saying is, unfortunately, the majority, right? I have four brothers. Most of the time, it's not the male that sits down and remembers the birthday or sends out the card.
No, I got in trouble for no card this year.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get any brownie points for that at all. hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us live on Facebook. You are being able to be interactive with us if you are on April Rohn's Facebook page.
Yep, it is a public video.
It is.
Yep.
Public. So, you know, we were talking about, you know, some people don't even accept themselves for lack of a better example, me, when I was having such a hard time with, I was so hard on myself. Everything was my fault. It's all my fault. I'm a you know, screw up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get anything right. I would beat the hell out of myself. You know what I mean? Like a cage match with myself. And it was like, I don't need anybody else to be ugly to me. I don't need anybody else to be mean. I'm mean enough to myself. And you have to stop that stuff. You know, you have to know that you are loved, that you are a child of the Most High God, that you're not a mistake. Nobody's a mistake. And I thought for a long time, because my parents got, you know, were pregnant with me really young. My mom was 16 and my dad had just turned 17. And, you know, when you're young and you hear
Stephen's on.
I couldn't see it real good. When you're young and you have always heard your like grandfather say, well, your dad gave up a blah 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 because you got your mom pregnant and your dad, you know, and you feel like you're a mistake. God don't make mistakes and God don't make junk.
No, I believe that. I absolutely believe that. And we talked about that at church this Sunday.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, for a long time I thought I was not very worthy. I had a real problem with worthiness, and that's changed a lot.
Aligning with your authentic self.
Exactly.
It's almost like that is why we're here. Whether if this lifetime or 50 lifetimes from now, we become human beings to align with the authentic self, which is our best and highest self.
Right.
You know, and it's almost like those struggles show up because they are transforming us. And again, it's all choice by choice by choice.
And yeah, someone said on there earlier that, you know, our life is an accumulation of choices and experience.
That's right. That's right.
It's pretty cool. And it's really cool that in this lifetime I get to have an experience from both perspectives.
That's so awesome.
It's like my Native American heritage. They would say stuff like, oh, you're two spirit, you know, you're a two-spirit soul.
Yes.
You know, which is kind of cool because I am. I don't know what.
It's just, you know, you're more comfortable now. And are you on air? Are you watching
the show? She's watching us on the phone, and she's also seeing the little heart and stuff. And she's
you're
tripping
the cutest.
Out. She is.
So, you know, we are talking tonight about the authentic self. We are talking about
acceptance and surrender.
Acceptance and surrender. And that's also another question we asked earlier: what is required first? Honesty or maturity, or maturity and honesty, or what is required first? And I have my own opinions, but these are good questions. Surrender and acceptance, or acceptance and surrender. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Were you with me just now?
No. I was reading my brother-in-law's comment because he actually had a word of wisdom and I was words of wisdom.
He's the
great.
Baby. I'm the oldest.
It says, we learn from them all, becoming emotionally stronger and more grateful for what we have.
Very
well said. I'm so impressed, bro.
Becoming emotionally stronger. That is coming from my baby brother. So that's pretty cool. AKA Lola's daddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Our little Uber driver.
Aw, thank you, Robin. Thank you. So it is a lot. It's a lot to think about. You know, and
sometimes it is hard for people to grasp all of that, you know, at one time. What would you suggest for somebody that is going to try to become their true authentic self? What would be your first suggestion
since we all are becoming our true authentic self every moment,
mm-hmm.
right? And I know some of my clients watching or listening, you guys are going to know what I'm going to say. I think I don't care if you're young, old, already authentic, already aligned with your authentic self, or, you know, I think breathing is important because how can we be honest? How can we, or even question, you know, maybe this is right for me, maybe it's not. maybe this person is great, but they're no longer right for my path anymore, right? How can we think about that without calming down, without really, how can you be honest with yourself if you can't connect with yourself? So breathing is going to connect you with yourself. And then I think from then, that's where some soul searching needs to happen. You know, a lot of us don't want to soul search because most of us aren't ready to grow up.
Well, and there's some things that hurt, and we don't want to look at those things. And some things that we've done in our past are maybe ugly, and we don't want to know that our little actions may have hurt someone, or, you know, something we said may have cut somebody deep, or, you know, we don't want to look at that stuff.
Okay.
We want to just go about our business and not worry about it. But the thing is, you have to deal with it.
Wouldn't that be, instead of...
Even if you journal about it, not that you have to go back to the person or whatever, you just journal about it and get it out.
Well, instead of saying grow up, maybe it's better to say we have to be, you know, maturely, we have to be emotionally mature in order to be, again, honest with yourself, you know, in order to even to go into those deep places. You're right. There are areas of my past or stuff that comes up now where, you know, we have to be honest with what's going on. And that takes a little bit of emotional maturity to question that, you know, to go there. And we don't want to go there in some areas because it is painful, which is why you're 49 and beginning that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my own things that I'm transforming with and going through, you
yeah.
know? And so I think over time, you know, a lot of people say, why is time important? On the other side, there is no time.
Mm-hmm.
But time is here for, you know, this time-space reality, because through being human, that's where we learn. That's where we mature. You know?
And that's also another thing about dealing with some of this stuff and becoming your true self. You have to go and tap into energies that have left this realm. And what is it always attached to? Why? What one thing is it always about that keeps a spirit attached to something? Emotion.
Well, so, right.
That they don't deal with.
While
correct. They're alive, right?
Right. So, and again, for the paranormal expert that's watching, we are referencing active locations with an intelligent energy, okay? I'm not talking about residual hauntings or, but yeah, it's an emotion. So whether we're working together in our body or we no longer have a body and there are emotions we still don't want to process, it's because we don't know how to process them or they're too uncomfortable.
Yes.
But with that honesty, even saying to yourself, I don't want to hold that pain anymore, and I'm open to the universe, open God, open wherever, I'm open to receiving whatever support I need. And that support is going to show up in the form of therapy, a friend. It might be a song. It might be, you know, something that positively triggers you. And so, you know, in order that is, you know, to grow up, we also, it's emotional maturity. It's saying, you know, it's still aligning with your authentic self. I don't want to hurt anymore. I want to let it go.
Yeah, exactly.
I deserve to be happy.
Exactly. You know, I've carried the shit around long enough. It's time to let it roll. You know, the thing that you can do is, and I was watching Joel,
yeah.
And he said, you can either let your pain transform you and make you a nasty person, or you can take that pain and turn it into a more loving person to where you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can go either way. It's all about your choice. And whatever you put out there is what you're going to get back. So if you're going to put the negative out there, if you're going to continually let it eat you up and be negative, guess what your life's going to be? It's going to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct.
So
universal law.
Exactly. So if you put it out there that you are, not going to let these people affect you. You're not going to let them make you bitter. You're not going to let them win. You're going to be the winner. You're not going to be the victim. You're going to be the victor.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne, Joel, as in Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen, yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people don't agree with a lot of things that he does, he says, or the way he is, but the man has always spoken to me whenever I need it.
We are open to source. However, the highest love and highest light is going to filter into our membranes, whether it's, you know, a Buddhist mantra or meditation or, our
T.D. Jakes or...
Right. there are lots of beautiful... There's lots of beautiful paths to source God, higher power. But ironically, Joel is a channel. If you ever just sit and put your differences aside and listen, it's pretty powerful. Our pastor, Pastor Boone.
Oh, my.
He gets to going. So
it's funny because I will pull the cards from my native spirits.
Yvonne goes, oh, my God, I get his prayers daily.
Love. But... You know, whenever I pull a card on Sunday morning before church, and then we go to church, our pastor magically speaks about it, and I'm just like, really? I mean, it's so crazy. So it doesn't matter where the word comes from, where the message comes from. As long as it's of love and light, I'm accepting. I'm open.
Another tip to becoming or aligning with your authentic self. Is synchronicities will just start happening. Coincidences will just start happening. Honestly, the path to the authentic self is the path of least resistance. It really is the path of least resistance. And in its most simplest form, the most simplest path of least resistance is the breath.
All about the breathing.
It's
all about
the breath.
About that breath. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Happened here first on Infinite Spirit Radio. All right.
So we have about 8 minutes left.
Yes.
And we have some events that we need to share with folks.
Yes.
First off, we have April the 21st. We've got a workshop that we're doing.
Yes.
Go ahead and tell them about that, baby.
Sherry, I saw that you popped on. My other tister, I will call you as soon as we're done here.
Yes.
Hello, Lauren. Hello, Barbara. So, April 21st, online, and it's not Facebook. We are doing an online workshop. It's going to be in the afternoon on April 21st. Tonight, all of the information is going to be uploaded onto the website, spiritposse.net. The tickets are... 30, what was it? Oh, dear goodness, $34. They're $34 each. I was thinking because we were doing numerology with them. But it's going to be a two-hour workshop, and it's going to be live online. And it is called Get a Grip, Leaning into Fear and Allowing Fear to Transform You. And not only is it going to be with myself, it is with Braxton, and it is going to be with Clara Barton. And so we each are going to be talking about surrendering and accepting. So Erica, when we talked about that earlier today, I had to laugh a little bit because I thought you are so intuitive. But that workshop is going to be April 21st. It's going to be in the afternoon, 1:00 Eastern Standard Time. And then when you do sign up on that website later tonight, spiritposse.net, you will be getting a link in the next few days to where the website's going to be. So we're pretty excited. So that's going to be April 21st. Then, what do we have going on in May? Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one for me.
Yeah, I know.
But anywho, I do have, we do have kids, so that'll be pretty cool
yes,
as far as that goes. However, we also have in June.
Yeah, we got some pretty cool things in June. June 9th, we are actually doing the Blueberry Festival in Jasper, Florida, but it's actually a fundraiser for the old Hamilton County Jail. And that information is going to be uploaded on the website. I'm a little behind, so I apologize. But all of it is on Facebook. So if you look at Old Hamilton County Jail, Jasper, June 9th, we're going to be doing, there's an investigation there at the old jail in the evening. I'll be doing readings. There will be paranormal stuff. And then the following weekend is going to be...
We're going to be going to Ashmore Estates in Ashmore, Illinois, with Potographs for Pooches, Tim Miley, and a bunch of really awesome
Andrea
folks.
Perrin,
oh
Scott
my
Peppermint,
God.
Chris Thrasher, Tim Woolworth, Jackie Mossberg Hicks is going to be there. And Jackie, don't tell me if I slice it up. The Paris sisters. I know it's you and Tina, correct? So, yes. So, but, yes, and then Robin goes, when y'all coming to Louisiana? Possibly September. But
you know that not only Jim O'Rear's going to be there, too, with Scott.
Yes.
So it's Los Bastards going to be
Los
there.
Bastards.
And then we got John Cassidy and, yeah, the original Paris sisters.
Look how
they're
cute
right there.
They are.
They are. And so we are going to be at Ashmore States. We cannot freaking wait. It's going to be so amazing.
Yep.
Our daughter will be with us.
Maddie will be with us.
Yep. And so we will be up there in the Illinois area. So you need to get your tickets. All the proceeds go to Potographs for Pooches, which is they always do a local SPCA. And I know he put on there what it is, but I can't remember the name. So Tim Miley, Potographs for Pooches, all of us are going to be there. Robin Terry's hosting. He's awesome.
He is awesome.
So please get your tickets and come out and see us while we're there. Then in July... We just got signed to
pretty cool
little convention, and that is the, go ahead.
Southeast Halloween Enthusiast Convention in Ocala, Florida. It's July 14th and the 15th, and it is, there's some pretty awesome people that are going to be there.
Oh, man, yeah.
Nick Wolf is a body airbrush artist. It's all Halloween, and it's put on... by Dr. Terrorized, but there's so many good people involved, and we're going to be there talking Chance Hancock with DOA Radio, and we're going to be there talking about paranormal. I'm going to be doing readings. Maddie Massacre is actually going to be doing that and modeling some of the celebrity makeup artists that are going to be there.
Pretty cool.
I know, who is the other one, and I'm going to kill this. Oh, my God, Anderson. What was his name? Wes Anderson? I could be wrong, and I'm so apologizing about this. But Maddie's going to be working with him, and he worked on Stranger Things.
Oh, God, she's going to be so excited. So,
she is.
So we're going to be doing that, and then the following weekend, all this information is on the events page on our spiritposse.com.
In progress, yes.
In progress, and also on Facebook. So we have all this stuff on Facebook.
Yes.
We are also going to be at the Paranormal Information Association's PIA event.
Yes.
July the 27th. It's
mm-hmm.
the end of July. It's the 27th, 29th, I think, in between there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be in Sebring, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new location than where we met. This is actually where we met 2 years ago, at PIA. So we're pretty excited about a little rendezvous.
Yes.
Yes. At PA with all the great people that are going to be there.
Yes.
And it's actually four teams. It's a learning conference. It's all about learning, and you have to be a part of a team for, I think, a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go register, sign up, get your tickets as a team, come out, have fun. We have a huge party every time we go, which is what I've been wanting.
It's just a great group of people.
So much fun.
And a lot of information. So much fun, and
I met my wife there.
Yes,
that's great.
And we didn't even touch each other. We were just like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, but
that's where we'll be. And
Fire
then...
and Ice Paranormal put that on. Gary and Virginia Walters,
mm-hmm.
and they're amazing. So.
And then we got another couple events coming up that we're working on in September-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So we shall tell y'all more about those once they get ironed all out.
Yes.
And we might be also going back up to the Rhode Island area at some point this year.
Oh, that's going to be a big one for us.
What a busy.
Yeah.
So, We want to thank everybody for listening tonight on Infinite Spirit Radio. We are going to go.
Yes, take advantage of some of the specials that I have for readings going on right now on the website, spiritposse.net. I have a cool mini reading, midday reading special. Plus, if you want to book your readings for the Southeast Halloween Enthusiast Convention with my readings, because I always run out of time with people that are in line for readings, I'm doing it by whoever signs up online first. So you can only get your tickets for readings online at spiritposse.net for that event.
And you got to get them because she's spot on.
Your guys are spot on. They know you. I don't
so
know you.
So everyone, we will see you next week, same time, same channel.
Same bat channel, yes.
Same Brax channel.
Same Brax channel. That's cute.
Yeah.
I want to end this with a prayer to Source, Higher Power. Pray for all of those who are struggling with their authentic self, struggling with fear of health issues, finance issues, job issues, self-esteem issues. Please let us mature in our love of self, in our love of our life. With much gratitude for this space and time with all of you on Infinite Spirit Radio. We love you. We thank you always, forever. Bye-bye. Amen.
Peace out.
Bye.